Chaf Gimel Beis, we're holding on Rashi. About halfway down the page, Vaf Pisha Sheninu. So the more it brought to Birchon, and the Birchon said that the Shliach, an Eved cannot be a Shliach, the Mekabel gets Isha Miyad Ba'lo. And then the more that, the more it said Vaf Pisha Sheninu. There's a braisa which is quoted in Masechta Tzemura. Ha'emer l'shifcha say, "Hare at shifcha, you're going through mena shifcha, but uvladech ben charen. But your child is going to be freed." See, if she was pregnant, she's going to be kind of for the Uber. The Kabbalah gets that liyos b'shichur with receiving the get shichur that he's giving, that the Adon is giving now. The child will be freed. So that's the Alpha Bisha Shinino. So the Mora says, "My imhoisa ubra." So why are you quoting this here? My inyan shikr etzel get isha. We're discussing an eved being a shliach for get isha, and you're saying, but there's that mishnah over there by get shikr. Like, well, what's one to do the other? Explain the question. Get shikr is we're saying that. The reason why the Eved cannot be a shliach is because he's not be getaris getting mekedusha. He is getaris shikr, so he could, it's shlichus for shikr makes sense, and it's not a kasha at all to what we're discussing. So we're discussing that Eved cannot be a shliach for getting kedusha because he doesn't have the concept of getting kedusha. He's saying, but what about that mishnah over there by being a shliach for shikr? He is in the concept of shikr. So what's the shlichus? The Kamer of Bisha Shanino Havarai Beteris Shikr Ise. Why are you quoting this over here? It's irrelevant. He is in the Teris Shikr. Okay, so when the Mor says that when Shmuel Bar Yehuda said Omer Birchanan Omer, he said Birchan Tati Omer Chada Had Gerisha. He said two statements. One is the case of the get isha, and this quote of Afi Shashina was not relevant to the case of the get isha. But there was another statement that Rabbi Yochanan said, which was not clear to us in the Gemara earlier. He said a second statement as well. Well, Milsach Riti Kamar, and on that other statement, that's when he said Afi Pi. Okay. V'hainu milsach riti. What is this other statement? Near in the Devarim, she'eved mekabel get shikr l'chaveroi miyad rabo shechaveroi. That a eved can be a shliach for shikr, but because he's mitar shikr, but he can only be. Mekabelit miyad rabo shachaveiro. So if Reuven and Shimon own avodim, and Shimon wants to free Shimon's eved, Reuven's eved can be a shliach to accept the shtar shikr for Shimon's eved. Miyad rabo shachaveiro, shein rabo shaloi. But if let's say Reuven owns two avodim. Reuven cannot make Eved number one a shliach to accept the shikr for Eved number two. So he can do it miyad rabba shachavish and rabba shaloi. The kibin the Eved isay b'tar shikr shliach nami motzi mi havi. Since an Eved is in the concept of shikr, it can be a shliach. Avalo miyad rabba shaloi, but he cannot be mekabelit from his own master. So Eved number one cannot be mekabel the shtar shikr from Reuven for Eved number two. If both belong to the same owner, the Eved cannot be a Shliach. Why the Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi done? Because we have a concept of the Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi. And therefore, when Reuven, the Odin, places the get into the hand of his Eved, it has not transferred out of the possession of Reuven. So I'm asking a better question. How can you ever free an Eved? The whole idea of giving the get is when it leaves the hand of the master, there's a kinyan on the get, and that creates the shikrur, but he cannot get a kinyan because he cannot receive it. It remains just like putting it from the right pocket to the left pocket, because the hand of an Eved is the hand of the master. He says, no, hasam hu the get to be out of bain ke'echot. There's a concept in Allah of Gitabiyar Ban Kechot, the Shikhrura Didehu. This is his Shikhrur. And contained in the Shikhrur process is that his hand is received simultaneously with the Sinus Shikhrur. Avalakrina Loy, but for somebody else, we don't have a concept of Gitabiyar Ban Kechot. So he cannot use his hand, which is the hand of the master, to receive the shikr from the master. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's second statement. On that second statement, we asked, what's with this price over there in Tamura? So you now say, if somebody whispers in your ear, lachshos, v'lomer, to challenge you and say, we have a mission with a brisa which says miyad rabba shaloi mekabel the chaver, that not only can he mekabel miyad rabba miyad somebody else's owner for somebody else's eved, even from his own owner for another eved he could do it. Sheshininu mehoisa ubrazochsoloi, that the mother who's not being freed is acting as the shliach for the uber. So almost shif chusu mekablosa the tzarich ubra miyad rabba. So it's basically there are two. The master owns two of other. He owns the shifcha, and he owns the uber, and he's freeing the uber and not the shifcha, and he's making the shifcha the shliach to mekabel the star shikra for the uber. So you see that the master can use Eved number one to accept the Shtar Shikhar for Eved number two, even though he's not freeing number one. So that's the question. So Mor says that that's not Pshat. The Pshat is something else totally. That what's happening over here is going like the opinion of Rebbe, that HaMashach HaChatzi Avdekona, Ho Eved Oysa Chatzi, that you can free half an Eved. So the Adam can go over to his Eved and say, I'm freeing half of you. And he gives him a star shikr, and half of him is free. That's according to Rebbe. But one says that's not enough over here. V'chad Omar, the second Amar, it was the two Amar were Rebbe Zeira and Shmuel bar Rebbe Yitzchok. So one explained, we're going like the opinion of Rebbe, you can free half an Eved. And the second one explained, V'chad Omar, Moisiv and Messiah appears to Dover. The second one adds more to finish off the thoughts. My time at the Rebbe Buha, Holim Chati Avdahu, the Trey Gufininu. That's very nice when you're freeing half an Eved. So we say that there's a concept of Gitabir Marke Echad, which means together with giving the Star Shikhar, the ability to receive the Star Shikhar happens simultaneously. So you're freeing half an Eved, that works for half an Eved as well. Not the whole Eved, but half an Eved. But over here it's the Shifra and the Uber. So the answer is, we look at the uber as an extension of the woman. So therefore, it goes under the. Now it can go under the umbrella of this concept of freeing half an eved. So she's not acting as a shliach for the uber, being that there's two other entities and she's the shliach for the other entity. But rather, it's all her, and he's freeing half of her, or part of her. So she can be mekabel, the Star Shikhar, to free part of her. But Enech Adami, that two avodim belonging to the same master, that one eved should be makabel the shashikha for the other eved doesn't work, because since he had eved ki had rabbi, it never leaves the possession of the master. It's like the master taking the shashikha from the master's own right hand and putting it in his own left hand, because the eved is like his hand. So he hasn't delivered the shashikha. Okay, so the Mishnah. Holding a chavkim obeys. Mishnah. Avinoshim shen nemonis lemer meis bala nemonis lahavi eskita. So there's a Mishnah Yibamas which we had that Chazal did not give nemonis. The Chazal gave a nemonis to an eid echad to come and say that a woman's husband has died and that she's allowed to remarry. They can testify and be matur the guna. And the more it goes to the whole discussion we had over there in the 10th parak, what's the logic behind this? The monas of Eidecha, normally you need to wait. But then the Mishnah continues over there and says that there are certain women which Chazal did not give them monas to do that. Because since we're concerned that they do not like the woman, they might be doing this not to free her, but to trap her by testifying that her husband's died. She'll remarry and then the husband will return, and now she'll be left in a very, very difficult position of having been unfaithful to her husband. But the Mishnah says over here, even those women which are not believed to say Meis Bala are believed to deliver a get. So in other words, you don't say, well, maybe her mother-in-law is one of the examples over there. The same way we don't trust the mother-in-law to testify, you know, my son has died and now my daughter-in-law is permitted to remarry. Because maybe she doesn't like her daughter-in-law. And she's saying this, really her son is still alive. And she hasn't witnessed the death of her son. And she's saying this to trap, to make the daughter-in-law, the husband will return. Her son, the husband will return. And luckily says she's no longer permitted to be with her husband in that situation. So it's a good way to get rid of your daughter-in-law by doing that. Good, I don't mean, yes, in good and evil. It's an evil way of doing it, but it's an effective way of doing it. So, but let's say that she wants to be the shliach to bring the get. She's going to be the shliach to bring the get from her son to her daughter-in-law. It works. We're not choshish that maybe she forged the document, and it's really not true. Okay. Now, are we talking about a case where she has to testify before Nechtam as well? Is it talking about bringing it from in Eretz Yisrael where there's no need to testify, and the only issue is just delivering the document, or discussing a case where she's going to have to testify as well, and say before Nechtam? That's the more is going to discuss. Okay. So who are these women? So it's Chamosa, her mother-in-law. Ubas Chamosa, her mother-in-law's daughter, which means her sister-in-law. Mitzarasa, her co-wife. So obviously the co-wife is somebody who would be very happy to get rid of her rival. Vivimta, her husband's brother's wife, who potentially could be a co-wife if the brother dies without children. There'd be a situation of Yibum, and that would be a co-wife. Mubasbala and her stepdaughter, husband's daughter. So all of those.
I don't know the mission, but what is this list complete?
Yeah, this is it. So it's the five. Ma ben get la misa. So why by misa are these women not believed, and by get they are believed? Sheksav mechiyach. The document is considered proof that there really was a act on the husband's part to divorce. Okay. Stepdaughter, her husband's daughter. Yeah. Isha atzma mevias kitza, b'vad shehitzricha lomer b'fanenta v'reinechta. Now, the Mor is going to work out a very convoluted case where the woman, which we had this before, the woman is coming to be her own shliach. So normally when a woman comes and presents a get in Bezin, she says, I was divorced in City X, and here's my proof by the fact, the virtue of fact that I have the get. Here's the scenario where the husband says, I don't want to divorce you over here, I want to divorce you over there, but I can't go there. So why don't you take this get as my shliach, and you'll go there and you'll be divorced there. But the problem is you need a nesinas get. The law says the get has to be given to the woman. So if this is not the nesina, so when's the nesina? So we're going to have a case where the woman's going to be a shliach to bring the get, appoint another shliach to give her the get, and then receive the get from the shliach. So that works. And if b'fanin etzav b'nenetam has to be said, she would have to say b'fanin etzav b'nenetam. Look, Rashi. We have almost the Sanyan law that there's an enmity between the two of them. And we're concerned that their intent is to mess her up. Because Allah is, when the husband comes, if the husband comes back, she's not allowed to stay with either husband, her prior husband, because she was had relations with another man under while she's still married to her, for her husband, and she's also to the second man as well. So she's really messed up. She loses the ksuva from both of them, etc., etc., etc. So counts a list of bad things that happened to her. So that if they were concerned that they don't like her to the point that they're willing to do that. Not believe, testify for her that her husband has died. Yibimto is Aisha's Achibala, the wife of her husband's brother. Also, there's opportunity for dislike, because Yireh Men Hashem Yamuz Echad Mishnei Balayin Balay Banim V'yu Tzara Zulazu. Either of the husbands die without children. So either, let's say, Reuben and Shimon are brothers, Reuben's wife and Shimon's wife. So Reuben's wife is concerned that maybe Shimon will die without children, and her husband Reuben will do Yibum, and now that woman is now her co-wife, or vice versa. Her husband will die without children, and she'll fall to Shimon and end up being the co-wife to that woman as the wife of Shimon.
Does this apply if they don't have children, or if they have children?
Only if they don't have children, yeah. No. The enmity is there even if they have children, because the children die, the children predecease the husband.
It still applies.
The yibum still applies. So there's no guarantees in life. Why do they believe by get? Because you have the get. Something more of a Tanya. We have a Brisa which says, "Kashem shein nemonis lomer meis balakach ein nemonis lavi gitzo," that they are not believed to bring the get. Not like our Mishnah. So how do we understand that? How do we reconcile the two? I'm Rabbi Yosef loish kasha kan baritz. So it depends whether you're bringing it in Eretz Yisrael, where there's no need to say b'fanin etzav b'nenetam, or bringing it from Chutz Laaretz. So Eretz Yisrael has an advantage that there's no testimony being given. On the other hand, Eretz Yisrael has a disadvantage, because when the shliach says b'fanin etzav b'nenetam, if the husband comes as ma'ar afterwards, we said before, the husband not believed. And after so, where the shliach has not said, had given any testimony, when the husband is ma'arer, he's believed. So the potential for causing a problem for the woman is greater in Eretz Yisrael than in Chutz Laaretz. So, on the other hand, in Chutz Laaretz, we're asking the Besdin to believe the testimony of the shliach, which over here, this is an unreliable aid. So how do we go? Words like this: Be'aretz, and Eretz is all the love. I dibor di dorko. So, we're not asking the Bezim to believe the statement of the shliach, because there's no, the shliach does not have to declare anything. There's no testimony. So mehemno. So then, these women are believed to bring the get. B'chutz l'oritz da dibur d'idok kosam chinun lo mehem lo. B'chutz l'oritz where the shliach has to testify. We've already established that these women are not reliable for testimony because of their enmity. That's what Rabbi Yosef said. Amalei Abayim. Abayim challenges that. Adarabu. I would think the opposite should be true. Ipcho mistar, but the opposite is logical. If the husband will come to be make an error, mashkechinan bay, we will listen to him. We will take him into consideration when he's ma'arer. Therefore, there is a concern that really the get is not a get, and the goal of these women is to damage the wife, because the husband shall remarry based on the get, and then the husband will come and be ma'arer and undermine the right for her remarriage, and now she'll be left up, she'll be messed up. So then, Lamehemna, there, these five women, because of their attitude, we can't trust them. B'chutz Loretz, which Chazal give in their monies to the Shliach, and the husband cannot be Ma'arer afterwards unless he brings aid in, which that's almost impossible. The Yossi Baal Ma'arer, Lo Mashachinan Bey. Mehemna. So then, once they testify, the wife is protected. So then, they are believed to bring the get. Tanya Kavasha, the Baya, we have a Brisa which supports the Baya's understanding. And it says like this: Shimon ben Elazar, Armer Mishum Rabbi Kiva. Shimon Elazar said the name of Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Elazar was the Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. Shimon Elazar is testifying in the name of Rabbi Kiva. Means he heard. I don't think it means he heard directly. He hears from his father the name of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Okay, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua was the Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. Stam Rabbi Elazar in Shas, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a chaver of Rabbi Kiva. Yeah, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua was a Talmud. Rabbi Elazar ben Hadas was an Amora. So Shimon Elazar said in the name of Rabbi Kiva, Isha Nemenes Lahavi Gita. So this second thing we have in our Mishnah, that a woman is believed to bring her own get, Mikal Bachermer. How so? Uman Noshim Sha'amur Chachamim, Ein Nemenes Lomer Meis Bala, Nemenes Lahavi Gita. The women, which Chazal did not disallow their testimony in a situation of testifying on the death of the husband, are able to bring her get. So the wife herself, if she testifies that her husband died, she's believed. So Kalvachermer, she's believed to bring her get. If we trust her that she's not falsifying and saying her husband died, so we trust her that she's not falsifying and forging the documents and claiming that there's a get when there's no get. And when you're making the Kal B'Chomer, you have to make the Kal B'Chomer appropriately. If you're learning it out from the five women which are believed, so therefore the wife is believed as well, you have to take the circumstances of those five, that the five women are believed. Well, the Brisa continues and says, So just like over there, those five women only are believed if they say b'farinechta. So the wife, is also only believed that she says b'farinechta. Okay, so we have explicit in the Braisa that the case that the five women are believed is a case where they're bringing from Medinas Hayam, and they're saying b'farinechta. And we're saying that similarly, the wife, when she brings again, also has to say b'farinechta b'farinechta. So you see, like Abaya's opinion, that these five women are believed to say b'farinechta b'farinechta when they bring from Chutz L'Aretz to Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Ravashi, Masisa Nami Deka. The truth is, I can be medayked in our Mishnah as well. The Mishnah, according to this, is much more precise. The Ktani, who isha atum via gitta, Ravashi they tzricha lomer befanet havaninechtem. That's the hemshich of the Mishnah. If we say that we're discussing a scenario of these five women are believed to say then it flows into, and then the woman herself also is believed as long as she says. But if the case before is a Tumat Eretz Yisrael where they're not saying and we're saying according to Rabbi Yosef, that's very specific, it's limited to a scenario in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Lord they're not believed. So the next of Isha Atmavia's Gita, and only she said Vanetha, where you're switching cases. The first case is Ferganar, so we're not discussing Vanetha Manetha. And now we're saying and the woman is always believed with Vanetha. It's like switching the case. That's funny. So it's much more, it makes much more sense. It's the Mishnah is much more Menzuktak. If we're talking about the case of Chutz Loretz, then the flow of the Mishnah is much more logical. So the more Rabbi Yosef, so what's his thought process? He says, well, let's reach back to the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah, which says, a kol ksherim, the hobby as it gets. That Rabbi Yosef said in that Mishnah, Halcha b'chutz laaretz askinan, and the problem is, yes, say b'fanin tafanin echdam. So the summa, the problem of the summa in the, is a case that he needs to testify that he witnessed and he can't witness. So the Mishnah before is referring to b'chutz laaretz. L'shito si, this Mishnah starts off in Eretz Yisrael. And now the Din of Isha Atzo is referencing back to the previous Mishnah, which says back to that Din of Chutz Loretz, but what about the woman herself? So that's the flow of the Mishnah. So Reisha B'Seva B'Chutz Loretz, Mitzios of Oretz. I'm sorry, it's a question. Rabbi Yosef Reisha B'Seva B'Chutz Loretz, Mitzios of Oretz, in Reisha B'Seva B'Chutz Loretz, Mitzios of Oretz. So he says, Mimai, why would you have a right to understand the flow of the Mishnayos like that? That's a funny way to present the Mishnayos. You don't do that. You don't jab back and forth. So where you get that from? Midiktani, it says in the Mishnah, Ma bein get lemisa, shaksav mechiyach. What's it in get a misa? Because of the documentation. Well, it's not really just the documentation. We do not mention that there's a need for testimony. So that's Israel, that's correct. The only difference is the documentation. But in Chutz Loretz, it's only valid because there's a ksav and the peh. So the Mishnah didn't say that. So it must be the Mishnah Toma Kesar Eretz Yisrael. Rashi is going to respond. How Abaye would respond to that? Just start the Rashi's. Bechav Gimel Beis Gemara. Four lines in the bottom. Boretz. There's no need to testify. That's why she's believed. So Bai said the opposite. In Eretz Yisrael, the Yossi Bal Ma'arer Vamer Lo Kisavtiv. In Eretz Yisrael, if he'll deny and says, this is a forgery. Mashachinan Bay. We're going to believe the husband. We're going to take him into consideration. Shalom Niskayim Bebezdin. We have not automatically validated the get at the time of the it was received. And maybe that was the intent of this, the evil intent of the woman was to bring the forgery. have the wife remarry incorrectly, then the husband come and marry her and leave the wife messed up. But a chutzlar should tzichru alarmer v'farei nechta, where the shliach over here being this woman, this relative who has hatred, she has to say v'farei nechta v'zel kiyum, and that's considered a valid kiyum and bezin. Psula chashin in the era, and if the husband is married afterwards, he's not believed. So first of all, we're not worried about the possibility of error. And second of all, if his ma'ar is not believed, so then the wife is much more safe. So in that situation, okay. So then the more brings a bride to the approval, I'll leave the bride to just one part at the bottom. Tosis. So Tosis says, so Abai is right. If it's more than that, if the law that the Baal is not believed, so why in Chutzlar they're not believed? What can they do to her? What damage are they doing to her that we say, well, they're doing because of enmity? What's the enmity? They can't do anything to her. They're not damaging her. Says Rabbi Yosef suffered the mikomakim bottom choices. Yecharlim lekalkula bechutzlar. Are they aidim v'raya shloshelach loaget? There's a possibility, which is difficult, but it's possible to bring Edom that he did not send to get. So remember, like, proving something didn't happen is much more difficult than proving something happened. Right? He can bring Edom that, so what we're afraid of, that maybe really the get is not a get, it's a forgery. The mother-in-law commissioned somebody to write up the get and put signatures on it, claiming it was from her son when really it's not true. So it's possible to prove that. It might be difficult, but it's possible. So therefore, there is a possibility of being mechav and lekalkalah, which we have to be concerned about. Okay.